I'd like to turn to the book of Psalms. We'll be reading from Psalm chapter 6. Book of Psalms, chapter 6. Many of the Psalms were written by who's known as the sweet psalmist of Israel, King David. He was not only king, but he was also a prophet of God. It was forbidden in the Old Testament for a man to do the office of prophet, priest, and king. Only Jesus Christ is the prophet, priest, and king of his people, Israel. But David here was both king and prophet. King, of ruler over God's people. He had the gift of being a ruler, and he also was a prophet. He spoke the word of God, and it's recorded for us here. Psalm chapter 6 is titled, David's Complaint in His Sickness. The psalms were written to be played with musical instruments, and so it says to the chief musician on Niganoth upon Shimonath, the psalm of David, O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Certainly the experience of the child of God to recognize our great sinfulness and how we deserve to receive the divine anger of God. Yet he says, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. How many times have we earned the anger and the displeasure of God? Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? Now David says that in death there's no remembrance of thee, and in the grave, who shall give thee thanks? He's not talking about the disembodiment of the soul. He's not talking about those saints whose souls have gone to be with God in heaven. Certainly when you die, your soul remembers God in heaven. What he's talking about is the natural body. And he says, when your body's laid in the grave, your body's not going to be singing forth praises anymore, as far as in a natural sense. And when you go to heaven, your soul will stay there and will be praising God in one sense. But there's an anticipation in heaven, even now. And if you die before Jesus Christ comes back, your soul is going to be anticipating the day when Christ returns to the earth and when those disembodied souls are reunited with the glorified bodies that Christ is going to raise up, incorruptible and immortal. Now, David says, in death there's no remembrance of thee. It's good for us to realize that in the Old Testament saints had very little concept of this idea of heaven and hell in regards to the soul. They thought that when you died, probably you were waiting until the resurrection. They did believe in the resurrection. Job even talks about seeing the Lord in the flesh. But this idea that Jesus Christ taught us in the New Testament about when you die, your spirit goes to be with God, that was not something the Old Testament saints really understood. So David's really talking about the literal death of his natural body. He says, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. David was a warrior. David was a man who fought many battles, and he knew what it was to have many enemies. He knew what it was to need God's help and strength to be victorious in the battle. And as we read the Psalms, we need to remember as Christians, as New Testament saints, that the Bible says that our warfare is not with flesh and blood. David was a king. He was protecting a country, and they had their natural boundaries, and there were those who wanted to come and to encroach upon the inheritance that God had given them. And so David, as a faithful king and as a leader, would fight the battles for his people Israel. Joshua, when the children of Israel were coming into the land of their inheritance that God had promised for them, Joshua led them into battle, and they were simply fighting the battles that God had called them to fight. Now, these Old Testament saints, the battles they fought are typical. They're representative of the spiritual battles that you and I are in today. Your warfare is not with your neighbor that you don't get along with down the street. Your warfare is not with your parents. Your warfare is not with your employer. It's not with your children. It's not with flesh and blood. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. There is the enemy of your soul, and there are many demons of hell that want you to rebel against the will of God in your life. And that's where the warfare manifests itself in the Christian life. That is presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, striving to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And when you have the temptations, when you have the distractions, when you have the things that cause you to be grieved and sorrowful and anxious, remember, God says it's not okay for you to be anxious about anything. You're commanded not to worry about anything. When you have those temptations that come into your life and you think, well, I've got to worry about this, I've got to give a certain amount of concern and anxiety to this problem, that's the temptation of the enemy of your soul. That's the temptation, that's the warfare that you're fighting in. That is to remain submissive to the will of God, not just in grudging obedience. Like, I'm going to do what God says, but I'm going to have a frown on my face, and I'm going to have a terrible attitude as I do it. No, it's a submission that manifests itself not just in obedience, but in joy that doesn't change based upon your circumstances. Heard on the radio, a radio preacher talking about how the word happiness comes from that word of happenstance. Your happiness, your sadness is based upon the happenings in your life. Something good can happen and you're having a happy day, and something bad can happen and all of a sudden you're having a bad day. But the joy that Jesus Christ gives you is something that's abiding because of who Christ is, because of what He's doing in you, so that you can say, I'm having a terrible day, but I'm joyful in Jesus Christ. How are you doing on a scale of 1 to 10? Well, in the flesh, I'm suffering and I'm miserable, but I have joy that's indescribable joy that is continuous, because I'm thinking about and I'm meditating about Jesus Christ and what He's done for me. That's the warfare that you're fighting. And when David says that he wants his enemies to be destroyed, that's the attitude that you're supposed to have towards your sin, towards your sin nature, towards those temptations and those voices of temptation that come into your life. And beloved, sometimes Satan does use our own mind. Sometimes we are tempted by those that are in our life. But remember, the warfare is not against them. The warfare is against the sin and those spiritual beings that want you to sin and rebel against God Almighty. God bless you.